Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 25th of February. Well, last Saturday didn't provide too many clues regarding the Cheltenham Festival, which is now only a fortnight away. But the dominance of Irish trained horses at the top of the anti-post betting list for the Grand National became even more pronounced after the victory by Roi de Mie in the Bobby Joe Chase at Fairy House last Saturday. He got the better of two big rivals for the Aintree Spectacular on Saturday the 6th of April in Prince de Beauchene and Seabass. These three horses could well play a major role in the Grand National. Now, Wick Hill blotted his copybook somewhat for the Grand National when running no sort of race in last Saturday's Racing Plus Chase at Kempton Park, a race won by opening batsman, trained by Harry Fry, who of course now trains last season's champion hurdle winner, Rock on Ruby. Well, back to Wick Hill, he was recently purchased by legendary owner J.P. McManus and ridden by A.P. McCoy, but he sustained a nasty cut on his near hind leg. His trainer, David Bridgewater, was still hopeful that he'll make it to Aintree. There could be one or two Grand National clues in the big race at Doncaster this coming Saturday, the William Hill Grimthorpe Chase. This contest over 3¼ miles offers increased prize money of £50,000 and heads a good-looking seven-race programme starting at 1:15. Also featured is a new listed race, a novices hurdle contest for fillies and mares over the extended 3 miles. It's the culmination of a two-day meeting on Town Moor, with seven races on Friday set to begin at 2:10. There's a special Cheltenham Festival preview when racing has finished on Saturday, free to all racegoers in the conduit suite of the main Lazarus stand. And just to remind you that there are also Cheltenham Festival previews at Catterick on Friday evening, at Wetherby Racecourse next Monday evening, the 4th of March, and at Beverley Racecourse on Wednesday evening, the 6th of March. Now, there's also racing tomorrow, Tuesday, at Catterick, a seven-race card at the North Yorkshire track, starting at 2:20. And the 2013-14 Yorkshire racing season ticket begins this Friday, the 1st of March, and is valid until the 28th of February next year. It's for the grandstand and paddock enclosure at the vast majority of the 9 Yorkshire tracks, and a single membership costs £325 and joint membership £540. Call the Go Racing in Yorkshire office on 01937 580051 for an application form. Enjoy your racing.